Welcome back to In Depth with Academia. This is Richard Price, CEO of academia.edu, and I'm really, you're here with me today. I've got a fascinating study to discuss, and as always, I'm here to present this paper neutrally to help you, the listener, explore what we can learn from academic research, not to tell you what to believe. So make yourself comfortable and let's get into it. Today's focus is a paper titled The Effect of Vibrotactile Cueing on Recovery Strategies from a Treadmill-Induced Trip, authored by Byeom-Chan Lee, Bernard J. Martin, Timothy A. Thrasher, and, most relevant for this episode, Charles S. Lane, or, as he's more often cited, Chuck Lane. I'll be drawing mostly from the data, methods, and findings, and again, these are insights for you to consider, not hard and fast truths. After all, that's what makes research so vibrant and sometimes a bit messy. So what's the core problem this paper digs into? Basically, falls are a huge issue, especially for older adults. Maybe you've seen the statistics, but it's startling. Over a third of people over 65 fall at least once a year, with enormous personal and economic costs. The need to prevent falls, especially ones caused by trips and slips, is just massive. But, and here's the kicker, traditional training like balance exercises or even some high-tech insoles don't always help with those unexpected perturbations, like suddenly catching your toe or slipping on a rug. So the central question here is, can vibrotactile cueing, which is just a fancy term for a small vibrating alert on the body, actually help people recover their balance better after a trip? And does it matter where on your body you get cued or how much advance warning you get? Maybe you're already thinking about how this might apply to you or someone you know. That's why this stuff matters, not just for the lab, but out there in our actual lives. To probe these questions, the researchers designed a pretty cool experiment. They used a split belt treadmill, which, let's be honest, sounds a bit like something out of a sci-fi movie, to simulate unpredictable trips. So imagine you're walking and one belt suddenly stops while the other keeps going, throwing you temporarily off balance. Participants were fitted with motion sensors and a safety harness. It wasn't just about seeing if they'd fall, but analysing all the nuances of how their bodies responded. Now, there were two main groups. One group got to practice recovering from trips over and over. The other group got a vibrotactile cue, like a small vibration on their arm, trunk, or lower leg, giving them a heads up either 250 or 500 milliseconds before a trip. Methods-wise, the study tracked things like how fast people took that crucial recovery step, how forcefully they landed, and how quickly they returned to normal walking after being tripped. Tons of data. I mean, there's something almost fun about imagining yourself, safely harnessed, of course, walking along and, you know, robotically tripped by a treadmill while scientists wildly take notes. Side note, I sometimes wonder what it would be like if everyday annoyances, say a stubbed toe, came with a research team and a flood of data. Would we eventually just get used to tripping? Anyway, back to the science. What did they find? Well, here comes the headline. When participants received vibrotactile cueing before a trip, their recovery performance improved right away, immediately. Specifically, they stepped faster, used less force to catch themselves, and got back to steady walking more quickly, compared to when they didn't get any cue at all. But get this, it didn't really matter where on the body the cue was delivered, or whether it came 250 or 500 milliseconds in advance, the improvement was roughly the same. In contrast, the group that improved through repeated trips needed multiple exposures to reach that same level of recovery. The cue helped folks skip the line, so to speak, and respond like they'd already learned how to recover with just a short bit of notice. What could this mean for you? Well, if you or someone you care about is at risk for falls, the idea of a wearable device, maybe something in your shoe, maybe something on your arm, that gives a quick vibrotactile warning about a trip hazard is incredibly compelling. It's not saying this will make you immune to falling, because again, research is about exploring possibilities, not issuing guarantees, but it does point toward practical technology that could help more people stay independent and safe. Of course, there are caveats. Most participants in this experiment were healthy young adults, so applying this directly to older adults or those with different health needs would need more research. And there's always the chance that extra cues could become annoying or maybe even ignored over time. Questions for future studies. To sum up, this paper, authored by Chuck Lane and colleagues, serves as a thoughtful exploration of how science and technology could work together to address fall risk using clever experiments and, well, vibrating alerts. Remember, this podcast is all about presenting the research, not endorsing it. So I hope it's given you something to ponder, whether for yourself, your loved ones, or maybe just your curiosity about how humans keep from hitting the floor you've been listening to. In Depth with Academia, I'm Richard Price, and I appreciate you spending your time here. If you found this interesting, maybe think about how small cues could help you avoid life's little stumbles. I'll catch you next time. Keep questioning, keep thinking, and stay safe out there.